So you know that beer commercial with the guy they call the most interesting man in the world? Like, I don't really think that guy sounds so interesting, honestly. I mean, all he's got to say is buy this beer, but I'm not here for that guy. I'm here for someone else who might be the most interesting woman in the world. Maricel Precia is a native of Cuba and a national treasure of New Jersey. She's the daughter of a brilliant artist and a mother to two brilliant talking macaws. She's one of the world's most respected experts on chocolate, has a PhD in medieval Spanish history, and oh, by the way, yeah, happens to be a James Beard award-winning chef. And so she wrote the book on the food of the Latin world called La Gran Cocina Latina, and is an expert in chili peppers. So we caught up with her for a lesson in dried pepper pastes, these incredibly aromatic flavor boosters you can use to season braises and roasts and pots of rice. So we headed to her home, and I have to tell you, when we walked in, it was like a cabinet of wonders, right? That every inch of her walls is covered in beautiful paintings and artwork, and there were tables full of literally 300 kinds of potted peppers that she's growing, and all the shelves of her kitchen are stacked with French copper pots and South American mortars and pestles, and the birds are cackling and the dogs are running around. And we began a lesson on one of the building blocks of Latin cooking, these workhorse sauces made from dried chilies. So thank you so much for having us here, Maricel.
Welcome to my home kitchen.
This kitchen is incredible. Everywhere I look, there's beautiful copper pans and pots, and there are artifacts from all over the world. There, you have the most incredible macaws in the next room over.
And they're quiet, which is miraculous.
Yeah. We might hear them talk to us later. But we're here today because we want to talk to you about the things you think anyone who wants to cook like a Latino or Latina cook should know how to make. What are those things?
Exactly. I want to say that Latin cooking is very structured. I mean, we might seem very casual. We like to eat everything on a single plate, for example. But we are structured, and there are certain techniques that are absolutely essential to Latin cooking. You'll find them in different countries, you know, with different touches. But the foundation is very basic. And I'm talking about essentially two things, the adobo, which is a marinade. And most of our food, including rice dishes, depend on a cooking sauce that we call sofrito. You marinate a piece of meat and then you braise it in a sofrito.
So I know you said there are many different versions of adobos and sofritos around the Latin world. Talk to us about one of your favorite adobos.
Well, when I get home from the market, let's say that I bring a steak or maybe fish, my instinctive reaction is to grab the mortar and pestle and just crush garlic to a paste together with black peppercorns, allspice, because I'm from Eastern Cuba, where there is a tradition of using allspice. I put some salt, and then I add cumin. I add a little bit of oregano and Seville orange juice. When I don't have Seville orange juice, I go for orange juice with a little bit of lime. And sometimes I add the zest of a grapefruit just to approximate the flavor of Seville orange. So with that, I basically marinate everything. But this technique basically comes from the Spanish Middle Ages. You know, we hear the word adobo in medieval Spanish texts. They did not use maybe the citrus juice. In some cases, they used vinegar. And they didn't use allspice, because allspice is from the New World, but they used black peppercorns.
So adobo is the first step. It's the first layer of flavor, and you've marinated your meats or fish in that. Now you want to talk to us about the second, which is the sofrito. Can you describe a basic sofrito for us?
Well, I like to make a simple sofrito. I just scrape some of the excess adobo from the meat. I brown the meat. Once it's brown, I put it aside. And then in my pan, I saute garlic, usually onions. And then I add, according to the recipe, I add different things. I add more cumin, maybe more allspice or oregano, or anything that appeals to me in terms of, you know, aroma. And then I add maybe tomato sauce or fresh tomatoes, a little wine. If I'm cooking a recipe, let's say from coastal Colombia, I might add a little bit of coconut milk. And then I add the meat, bring back the meat into the pot. And so the combination of elements, you know, the fact that the meat already has flavor of its own, and then the cooking sauce and then the juices exuded by the meat mixing, you know, with the sofrito and the adobo, that's what makes great flavor.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I think you wanted to talk about a particular Puerto Rican or Dominican sofrito.
Well, the Puerto Rican and Dominican interpretation of all this is really fascinating. They start with something they call recado. And essentially, it's a flavoring base composed of three important ingredients: culantro, which is a broad leaf, cilantro, and ají dulce, which is absolutely wonderful.
It's a beautiful, you know, green pepper. It looks like a patty pan squash.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. You can buy this in the Hispanic bodegas, and you will always find it together with cilantro and culantro. What Puerto Rican cooks do is that they put in the blender, make a paste with this. But in many cases, they do a more complex type of recado. So they might have another sweet green pepper. It could be green bell pepper. It could be the cubanel. They might add some garlic to it. They might add chopped tomatoes or tomato sauce or paste. And that's a very complete seasoning paste. They keep it in the refrigerator. Something similar to the Puerto Rican version is called sazon in the Dominican Republic. But it's you know, it's kept in the refrigerator. It's a very precious ingredient.
Yeah. So far we've been talking about fresh ingredients. But you want to show us something with dry chilies as well, right?
Absolutely. So we discussed the world of fresh peppers in the Hispanic Caribbean. But in Peru, the two most important ingredients for a cooking sauce are dry peppers. Ají mirasol, which is a beautiful yellow pepper, and ají panca.
Yeah, so this looks like the kind of chilies you might find in a Latin store, maybe a Mexican store. These like really beautiful lacquered looking dried chilies.
Absolutely. And I'm very picky about, you know, when I buy my ají panca, because I don't want something that is completely dried and lifeless. I want a little bit of flexibility in the chili. So that's very important.
Yeah, and the color of it is still vibrant. You can still see a lot of shine in the skin.
Exactly. But this is the foundation to cook Latin food from the Hispanic Caribbean down to Peru. The adobo is the first one, the marinade. The recado, which is a flavoring base for something we call a sofrito. And the third is the Peruvian version of the sofrito called aderezo, which uses as a building block dry pepper.
And you're going to show us how to make that.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the kitchen.
Okay, so now you have this beautiful bowl of, these are ají panca, but this is a technique you would use for any dry chili.
Exactly, for any dry chili. That's why this is very useful, because you can replace ají panca with guajillo or ancho. The technique is always the same. And what I do is that I wash the peppers. I rinse them. And people might say that I'm crazy, but I'm not, because I've seen what happens to peppers when they're drying on the ground and when they are kept in stores, you know, loosely. So what I do is, you know, just very quick rinse.
Just a quick rinse, yeah.
Yes. So so you can see that the, you know, the water might be a little bit dark. It shows, you know, about the dust. So I do this first, and I might just leave the peppers to dry on their own. The reason why I don't want them to be wet when I seed them is because then the seeds get stuck to your fingers, you know, and it's messy. So to seed them, I simply use scissors. You know, I just cut the stem in. Yeah, and then you can sort of go lengthwise.
So you're splitting it open with the
scissors. You split it open, exactly. And just, it's very simple with the ají panca. Yeah,
just open it up and
exactly,
scrape
and
the
just
seeds out.
Scrape the seeds out. And if I were to dry roast the peppers, I would open them, you know, I would butterfly them and just press them flat. If I were a Mexican, I would probably do that. I would get a comal or a dried skillet, and I would just
toast the dry chili.
Toast them lightly. But the Peruvians don't do that. So what they do is that immediately after they seed the peppers, they either boil them until they are reconstituted. So that might take 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
So just drop them in exactly. A pot of boiling water. Simply you can soak them, cover them with water, and let them soak for 20 to 30 minutes until they're soft.
Okay.
Once the ají is soft to the touch, what you do is that you drain it. And you always keep some of the water because you're going to need it for the sofrito. So yeah. For this recipe that calls for 6 ají pancas, you need to reserve about a cup.
And that water has that really
water
nice flavor.
That water has a lot of beautiful flavor. So place your peppers in the blender. I do large batches of this. You know, so it's always good to have a powerful blender. So here we are, you know, it doesn't take much in this very powerful blender. So here it is, you know, it's just very beautiful. And it has
beautiful brick red
gorgeous
color. Yeah.
It looks like jam.
Yeah, doesn't, totally looks like it? Jam, yeah.
Now, just get your skillet ready. And it's important, you know, I like to heat the skillet at the oil and then, you know, I really need the oil almost to be sizzling.
Mm. So you want the oil to be sort of
exactly
shimmery hot.
Exactly. And we start with garlic. Okay. And we cook it for about 20 seconds. Some people don't like to do this because they're scared burning the garlic, and sometimes they would add the onions first, right? But I like to cook the garlic first. Then you follow
flavor, yeah.
You follow with red onions. And notice that it's very important for in regional flavor to use the right onion. You know, in the Hispanic Caribbean is mostly the yellow onion, but in Peru and Bolivia it's red onions.
Oh, interesting.
They think it's more flavorful.
Yeah.
So when I'm making a sofrito, it's not just a question of stirring the onions and the garlic very lightly and then add the other ingredients. No, you need to basically caramelize the onions. So I might cook this for about 10 minutes until the onions are golden and beautifully sweet because they caramelize.
Yeah. And you have the onions cut fairly fine. This is like
fine,
a nice fine
meat
cut,
yes.
Fine diced onion. So in 10 minutes, it'll release a lot of juice.
They will. Once you get to that stage, you add your seasoning ingredients, and I like cumin, which is very important in Peruvian cooking. I like then to add my salt, and notice that there's always an acid element in these cooking sauces.
Mm-hmm.
For the Puerto Rican recado, vinegar is really important. For the Cuban, it's Seville orange, but for the Peruvians, it's red wine vinegar.
Okay.
Or it could be chicha, you know, which is
fermented pineapple.
Exactly,
right?
Corn.
Okay.
That also is a seasoning. So I just added a drop, like teaspoon,
yeah,
of the red wine vinegar. Only when all of these elements have been integrated do I add
the ají puree.
The ají puree. You know, in this case, it's like half a cup. And then I stir it to blend. And I cook it down for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And at this point, I add about a cup.
Some of that chile cooking liquid.
Of the reserve liquid.
From boiling
the hot peppers, which is very flavorful, yeah, and also beautiful. But this has to cook down.
So to recap, this is very simple. You clean the peppers, you boil them or soak them just to hydrate them. You pureed them, and now you have your base of sautéed garlic, sautéed onion, a little cumin, a little bit of vinegar, some salt. You add that pureed paste back in, and now you're cooking it down to it. It's this gorgeous deep red brick color. It smells incredible. It smells toasty, and it smells sweet, and it smells fruity. It smells all these things. And that you use as your base for, you can use a couple of tablespoons to flavor a pot of rice, or like use it to flavor a whole chicken stew. But that flavor is going to carry you through many different dishes in a meal.
Absolutely, you got it. Now you can cook like a Peruvian.
Thank you so much, Maricel.
Such a pleasure to have you in my kitchen and Latinize your style a little bit.
I could use it. Maricel Precia is the author of Peppers of the Americas, and she left us with recipes for a basic dried pepper paste and for a totally non-basic dish called Big Tamal Pie filled with chicken and chili ancho sauce. And you can find them both at splendidtable.org.